another name?
High rise
apartments.
Okay, high rise with apartments. You know, yes. That with the only with apartments. Yes. Okay. Now, kind of a almost like a street, but really smaller than a street that goes behind and between buildings and
alleys.
Now, an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and there's nothing built on them to replace them. Like maybe on the corner or anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It could be in a in a neighborhood or something. If somebody had a house there and the house has been torn down and there's nothing there.
Well, I would say that was just a vacant lot.
Vacant lot, sure. If you needed to get a drink of water in a public building, you'd go to a
fountain.
Okay. Now, what would you call the small cars that have just two bucket seats in them, those little cars?
Actually. I don't know.
And I don't mean the brand name. Now, I'm not interested in your brand names. Let me ask you this. Do you know an old-fashioned name that the old people used to have the cars that
T-Model.
Okay. And then the cars after they had the T-Models that had the seat that in the outside seat in the back. Remember what they called those kind of cars? Have you ever heard them talk about coupes?
Yes, I sure have heard of coupes.
Mm-hmm. Now, a car that has two doors, you would call it a...
Two-door car.
Okay, and how about with four and five?
Four-door car.
Have you ever heard any kind of slang terms for a great, big, flashy car like a Cadillac? Have you heard any slang terms for a Cadillac?
Yes, I hear these kids call them different names, you know, and hogs and all this, and
mm-hmm.
and they just almost lose me.
Yeah.
They start talking like that.
How about kind of small truck that department stores might have to deliver items to your house?
Delivery truck.
And something that they have that you might take to the airport instead of a
limousine.
Mm-hmm. And now, as far as public transportation here, the only thing they have is the
bus
is the only thing. Okay, now on a...
You wouldn't call taxis a public,
yeah,
would you?
Well, I don't know. I guess not. I guess taxis are just...
Anyone can ride a taxi just like anyone can ride a bus.
I guess it would be public, yeah. Yeah, just so. In your car, the area where the speedometer is in your car, you call that your...
Dash,
okay. Now, over on the right-hand side of the dash, that little place where you put, you can open up and put
the
in.
Pocket.
Okay. Now, if you had some maps that you wanted to put in the pocket, what might you wrap around them to keep them together?
Our rubber band.
Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever heard older people say anything other than
cord,
okay,
string?
Now, if you just had a few sheets of paper and you wanted to hold them together, you might stick a
paper clip.
Now, where would you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk.
And to make the car go faster, you'd press on the
gas.
Mm-hmm. Now, a car that did not have automatic transmission, to shift it, you'd have to use a...
You have to put in right and left.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gear.
Gear. Have you ever heard of special, like say if it was in the floor, they call it
shift.
Okay. Oh, shift. Now, especially, I think around apartments sometimes they have humps built in the street to keep people from going too fast, and they call those
speed breakers.
Speed breakers. Yeah. Now, as far as the fire department, now what would you call the kind of truck that a fire department uses?
It's a fire truck.
Fire truck, okay. Now, do you know any special types of fire trucks?
No.
Okay.
I know the chief has a different car from
the
truck.
Okay, the chief has a different car from the truck.
Yes.
Okay.